奉主耶稣圣灵在这里做见证分享。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'm here to share my testimony.
首先，非常欢迎我们亲朋好友及弟兄姐妹的参加。
First and foremost, we welcome all brothers and sisters, friends and family to attend.
愿神施恩祝福我们大家。
May God bless and share His blessings upon everyone.
也非常感谢刚刚伯恩教会青年诗班的献诗。
Also, we're very thankful for Bowen Park English Choir for their presentation.
那今晚跟大家谈分享的是主赏赐人平安。
Today, I will share the topic of the Lord gives peace.
平安，简单的字眼就是让人的心得到安静。
Peace, simply said, is to grant stillness to people's heart.
人因为忙碌
people are very busy.
结果在工作里面呢，有很多的压力临到身上
so they may encounter many stress in their work.
所以常常会忘记，或者要来享受一个真正平安的生活
Oftentimes they forget to enjoy a truly peaceful life.
人需要这个平安的生活。
Man needs this peaceful life.
但是却没有能力能够制造它，管理它。
But we are unable to create and control this peace.
最近从马来西亚有一个班机要飞往中国大陆。
Recently, there was a Malaysian airline flying towards China.
结果经过半小时以后就失去联络。
After about half an hour in the air,they lost contact with anyone else.
一直到现在，这个班机的人到哪里去都不晓得。
Even until now, no one knows what happened to this airplane.
所以人也很难预知到在未来这个不确定的这个事情里面呢。
So it is also very hard for man to predict what will happen in the future.
是因为人受了时间和空间的限制。
That is because man faces the bondage of time and space.
所以我们没有这个可能跟神这样一样的厉害和伟大。
That is why we are unable to be as powerful as our God.
所以所有受难的家属啊，都是在心灵上、生命上都感觉到非常不平安。
So those are friends and family of the people on that airplane.Even today, continues to feel uneasy.
如果我们能够制造平安，而且能够控制平安
，If we are able to create peace and control it,
相信我们的人生一定活得非常快乐。
Believe our lives will be much more happier.
可是事实的证明呢
？But the truth is,
人常常活在一个不平安的日子里面。
Man often lives in a life of not peaceful.
所以有一句话这样说
，That is why there's a saying that goes like this.
人的不如意啊，十个十件事里面有八九件是不如意的。
Among all the difficulties that man faces, eight or nine of them are challenges.
可是从圣经的角度来看
，But from the perspective of the Bible,
我们敬拜的这位神呢
，The God that we worship today,
他本来的心意是什么呢
？What is His will in the very
beginning? 我们一起来看耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书的二十九章
Jeremiah chapter 29
二十九章的十一节
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope.
在这里先知宣告神的心意
Here, the prophet declares the thoughts of the Lord.
也就是说，神他的心意是要赐给人平安的。
The will of the Lord is to grant peace to people.
并不是要降灾祸给人。
And not to bring upon evil.
那有关于圣经呢，新旧约里面。
In regards to the Old and New Testament in the Bible.
它有一个最重要的。道理的主轴路线
There is a main purpose and a main message.
也就是谈论神救赎的工作
Which is to talk about the salvation of Jesus Christ.
旧约圣经就讲神救恩的计划。
In the Old Testament, it talks about the salvation plan of God.
新约圣经就谈神救恩的实现。
And the New Testament talks about the actual events happening according to Jesus' plan.
但是在这个主轴的福音路线里面呢
，But along this path of spreading the gospel,
我们还看到了许多美好的信息。
We're able to see many wonderful messages.
就比如说这个有关平安的信息。
For example, this message of peace.
最早出现是在什么地方啊
？Where did this message of peace first appear?
也就是神主动与他的以色列百姓立西乃之约的时候就谈到了。
It is when God made a covenant with the Israelites on the Mount Sinai.
我们请看利未记的二十六章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 26.
利未记。二十六章
Leviticus chapter 26.
二十六章，我们来看这个第六节。
Leviticus chapter 26, verse 6.
二十六章第六节。
Leviticus chapter 26, verse 6.
第六节前面第一句话这样说。
The first half of verse 6 says,
神要赐平安在人的地上。
I will give peace in the land.
这是首先我们看到神用平安要赐给在地面上的人哦。
This is the first time that we see God giving peace to the people on the land.
这一句话乃是与以色列百姓选民立约的时候讲的。
This phrase was when God has chosen the Israelites.
也把它定定在西乃之约里面了。
And he made it as a covenant on the Mount Sinai.
后来看到约书亚带以色列百姓征服了迦南地。
Then later on, he sees that Joshua and the people are trying to conquer the land of Canaan.
把大部分的外族人给杀灭了。
They killed most of the Canaanites.
神就让以色列百姓在迦南地的世境平安。
God allowed the Israelites to live a peaceful life in the land of Canaan.
可是神的选民以色列百姓呢？
But God chose the Israelites as his people.
在迦南地居住了这么久啊。
To live in the land of Canaan for so many years.
他们没有专一来敬拜神哦。
The Israelites did not focus on worshiping God.
还在拜其他的偶像神呢。
But they also worship other idols.
甚至学习外族的生活。
Even they even adopted foreign lifestyles.
学了他们的生活习惯。
They adopted their living standards.
学了他们的思想潮流。
They adopted their thoughts.
所以那种纯正的信仰的崇拜啊，在神面前已经偏离了。
So the purely traditional way of worship, God has disappeared.
因此，北国在主前722年呢，就被亚述国给灭亡了。
That is why in the Northern Kingdom in the 172 BC was destroyed.
南国就是犹大国啊。
And the Southern Kingdom, which is the land.
分别在主前606年。
Which is the land of Judah, in 606 BC.
还有596年。
And 590 BC.
最后一次的586年。
And finally, in the last 580 years.
分成三次被敌人巴比伦国给灭亡了。
In three times, the land was destroyed by the Babylonians.
但是这位神明明在西乃之约颁布说要把平安赐给他的选民在地上呢。
But we know that this God has promised to give peace to his people on the Mount Sinai.
可见人失去了平安呢。
Thus, we know that man have lost
peace. 就宗教的信仰立场来看。
From the religious perspective.
也就是你离开神太远了。
And when you depart too far away from God.
所以才会有很多不平安的事情发生。
Then you will face many unpeaceful things in your life.
那现实的神好像似乎没有把他所讲的话给实现了。
It seems like our faithful God has not carried out his word.
但是这位造天地万物世界的主不是说谎的神。
But we know that this God who walks all over heavens and earth is not a lying God.
就在敌国巴比伦国里面呢
，Even in the enemy kingdom of Babylon，
神就呼召一位先知叫以西结。
God called upon a prophet called Ezekiel。
透过以西结先知再一次的宣告神是信实的神。
Through the prophet Ezekiel, God once more declare that he is a faithful God.
他说过的话不会忘记。
He will not forget the words that he said.
他要做的事也不会忘记。
He will not forget the things that he will do.
这是跟人类不同的地方啊。
This is different from us.
我们一起来看以西结书的37章。
Let us turn to Ezekiel chapter 37.
以西结书37章。
Ezekiel chapter 37.
37章我们来看这个26节
Chapter 37 verse 26. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and it shall be an everlasting covenant with them. I will establish them and multiply them. I will set my sanctuary in their midst forever.
在这里我们看到这位神啊，
Here we can see that this God
他应许要把平安留给在地面上的人呢
？Has promised to leave his peace as a covenant with the people.
他也同时坚定了他与他百姓所立的约定。
Once again, he reaffirms his covenant with his people.
虽然百姓被掳到敌国巴比伦的国家里面
，Even though his people has been captured to the land of Babylon，
但是神却透过以西结先知来宣告平安之约。
But through Prophet Ezekiel, God was able to declare his peace.
所以神再一次的坚定这样说。
So once more, God reassures us.
我要与百姓立平安的约。
I will make a covenant of peace with them.
作为永远的约。
It shall be an everlasting covenant.
哇，真的是一位公义、慈爱、信实的神呢。
Oh, what a wonderful and just God this is.
那后来谁把这个平安之约带进了我们世人中间呢
？So afterwards, who brought this piece of covenant peace among us？
我们请看约翰福音的十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
十四章的二十七节。
John chapter 14, verse 27.
二十七节。
Verse 27. 27. Peace I leave with you.My peace I give to you, not as the world gives to, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
在这里，耶稣基督来到世上传讲神国的福音呢。
Here the Lord Jesus Christ has came to this world to preach the gospel.
然后他知道在世的日子不多了。
He knows that his days on earth are very little.
他交代了几项神国重要的道理。
That is why in his Gospel, he emphasized on a few points.
其中有一项
one of the points.
他说我留下平安给你们呢。
He said, a peace I leave with you.
那我所赐的平安跟世人所给的平安不一样哦。
My peace I give to you is not the same as the peace that the
world gives. 在这里主耶稣亲自就分别了他所赏赐的平安带来的平安跟世人所制造的平安是完全不同的。
Here the Lord Jesus Christ clearly defines his peace to be different from the world's peace.
对，世人所制造的所谓的平安是经不起时间考验的。
The peace that has been created by the world is unable to withstand time.
也经不起任何的事情的这个操练的。
And is unable to withstand trials and tribulations.
你说有钱人就平安吗
？Do you say that rich men?
你说贫穷人就不平安吗
？Do you say that the poor are not peaceful？
哎，现在很多先进文明的国家里面呢
，Here today many people are focused on living in a wealthy lifestyle。
有些企业董事长啊
，Even some CEOs and managers，
他买了一部很好的、很贵的轿车啊。
They buy a very expensive car。
他出门还自己不敢坐哎。
But when they go out, they don't feel safe sitting in their car.
他请司机啊，开他那一部车在前面。
They will hire a driver to drive their car.
他自己叫计程车坐在那一部车的后面。
Then he will sit in a taxi following their own car.
那到底谁在享受那么高级、那么好的轿车
？Then who is the one enjoying this luxurious car?
司机不用花钱买，他就可以享受啊。
The driver doesn't have to spend any money, and he can enjoy the car.
你说贫穷人不平安吗
？Do you say that the poor are unpeaceful?
他吃饱了就很高兴呢。
The poor are very satisfied after they eat.
他事情做完了就很快乐哎。
After they finish their work, they feel happy.
哎，他的所求不多哎。
Because they don't have any needs.
欲望不高哎。
They don't have many wants.
哎，他却可以享受很好很好的人生的日子哎。
And yet they are able to enjoy many great things in life.
其实这个问题就在于你那颗心。
So the root of the problem lies
in the heart. 有的人拥有了这个国家的很多的财宝。
A lot of people has obtained many riches.
但是他还是不放心呢。
But they are uneasy. They feel uneasy.
所以钱财可以买得平安吗
？So can money buy peace?
有一个企业家。
There was a businessman.
他被称作那个国家的企业之神。
He was called the god of entrepreneur.
有一天觉得身体不舒服
One day he felt sick.
他就去找医生检查
He went to visit a doctor for a checkup.
后来医生就查验他是癌症末期
And then later, the doctor diagnosed it to be the later stages of cancer.
他好紧张哦
He felt very super nervous.
在企业的管理啊，他真的是在那个国家影响力很大
In his own country, he had very great influence in regards to business.
那个国家的总统常常要跟他见面吃吃饭。
The president of that country has to meet with them to have dinners.
你没有相当的条件和程度地位，总统怎么会找你吃饭呢
？If you don't have any authority or status, why would the president want to eat dinner?
所以社会的关系。
So because of societal relationship.
这个社会的地位。
Because of your societal status.
他都拥有了。
This man has it all.
就在这个时候。
But at this time,
他花了一大笔钱，请世界最厉害的三位医师共同来治疗他。
He hired a lot of famous doctors to try to heal him.
结果对着那三位医生这样说。
Oh, he hired three doctors, and then he said to the three doctors,
如果你们可以医好我的病
，If you're able to heal my sickness,
让我生命平安。
Allow my life to be peaceful.
我就把我所有的企业给你们了。
Then I will give all my business and my company to you.
讲这句话不出三天，他就跟这个世界说再见。
Three days later, he passed away.
所以人再怎么样努力，有办法制造和管理这个平安吗
？So does it matter how hard a workman is he able to control the peace?
但是耶稣基督在这里却这样说。
But here, the Lord Jesus Christ says,
我是给你们的平安
The peace that I give to
you 跟世人知道的所追求的平安不一样
It is different from the peace of this world and the peace that the world pursues
他所是给人的平安呢
The peace that the Lord Jesus gives
叫人心里不忧愁不胆怯
allows our heart to be unafraid and not worried
所以真正的平安是从内心里面的一种感受
So true peace is felt within the heart
然后能够散发出体验在他的生活日子里面了。
Then that peace can be felt through our daily lives.
这位耶稣基督啊，他是怜悯人的神呢。
Here the Lord Jesus Christ is a very merciful.
我们再来看约翰福音的十六章。
Let's turn to John 16.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
十六章三十三节。
16 verse 33.
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
在世上有许多的苦难。
In the world, you will have many tribulations.
但是你们可以放心。
But be of good cheer.
在它里面有真正的平安。
In it, there will be true peace.
放心，如果在英文里面当作动词来看的时候
，When you take peace as a verb,
放心。
Comfort.
也就是把你的心放在什么地方呢？
So when you're placing your heart,
如果你的心是放在钱财上面
，If you place your heart on money,
钱财的多跟少得失会影响你的心呢
？The gain and losses of your wealth will affect your heart.
看你的心是在意什么事
，And depending on where your heart is on,
哎，你就会随着那个人事物有波动哎。
Then your heart will also follow whatever that thing or person may be.
但是耶稣基督的教导。
But the teachings of Jesus Christ.
他知道我们是有很多的苦难，没错。
He knows that there will be many tribulations in our life.
但是可以把心放在他的身上。
But we should place our heart on His.
然后去经验他怎么样来看顾人类啊。
And experience how He has taken care of us.
他会给人得享真正的平安呢。
He can allow man to obtain true peace.
所以我们从圣经里面发现。
From the Bible, we realize
这个平安的信息有它的开始跟它的路线发展。
This message of peace has its beginning and its path.
谈到后来
at the, towards the end,
原来赏赐平安给人的是耶稣基督。
The man who grants peace to people is Jesus Christ.
能够得到他赏赐的平安。
The people who are able to obtain this peace.
叫我们人的心里真正的得到安静。
Can allow our hearts to be truly.
让我们脆弱的生命也得到了这个力量。
To be truly peaceful and allow our fragile life to obtain strength.
所以我们很肯定的这样说。
So we can confidently say.
主耶稣赏赐真正的平安给我们人呢。
Lord Jesus Christ gives true peace to us.
你用任何世界上物质的条件都没办法得到这种真正的平安。
You cannot obtain this peace with any material wealth.
那接下来我们要进一步的谈一谈。
Then let's further discuss another point.
到底要怎么样做？
How do we obtain this peace?
才能够体会主赏赐真正平安给我们人呢？
To experience this peace that God has given us.
这个才是我们今天要进入要追求的。
This is the main thing that we have to pursue.
找到了他，明白是他是真平安给我们。
Once we find him and understand that he is the one who gives us peace.
那我们就要进一步的进到他的里面来享受这个平安呢。
Then we're able to enter him and truly enjoy this peace.
以下我们提出几个观点。
The following we will mention some points.
首先来看约伯记的二十二章。
First, let's turn to Job chapter 22.
约伯记二十二章。
Job chapter 22.
二十二章的二十一节。
Job chapter 22, verse 21. Now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace. Thereby good will come to you.
这里直接的这样子告诉我们呢。
Here it straightforwardly tells us.
也就是当时约伯的朋友。
At the time, Job's friends.
诉说的其中的话。
These words came from his friends.
但是这个话却成我们今天在读圣经的时候一个很重要的认识。
But these words have become a very useful message in understanding the Bible.
这里说你要认识神。
Here it says you have to know God.
就得到平安与福气哦。
And be at peace.
很简单的告诉我们一个动作。
It tells us a very simple action.
你要认识神。
Acquaint yourself with the Lord.
认识这个字在英文里面就也叫做知道。
Acquaint in the English means to know.
也就是要真知道这位神呢。
It means that you have to truly know the God.
不是停留在我们人跟人之间的见面的点头之交那么肤浅而已。
It is not like superficially knowing someone when you know someone by a nod.
而是要真正的进入他里面，知道这位神呢。
But it's a deeper level of understanding a person and to truly acquaint with them.
你就会从他那里得到这个平安福气。
Then you would finally be able to obtain this peace.
圣经神的话这样说，我们就是这样子来相信嘛。
If the Bible says.How to do this, then we have to believe it.
有的时候圣经神的话不了解我们就凭信心相信你就会去看到里头的见证了。
Sometimes if we truly believe with faith, then we can see miracles happen.
那圣经神的选民以色列百姓呢？
And the Bible, in the Bible, God has chosen the Israelites.
到底有没有真的认识神呢？
Did the Israelites truly know God?
他们居住在迦南地住了这么长的时间。
They lived in the land of Canaan for so many years.
到底有没有真的认识神？
Did they truly know God?
我们一起来看何西阿书的第六章。
Let's look at Hosea chapter 6.
何西阿书的第六章。
Hosea chapter 6.
第六章我们看第三节。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 3. Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established at the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth.
六章三节里面
，In chapter 6 verse 3，
先知宣告一个很重要的基本的信仰的问题啊。
The prophet proclaims a very fundamental problem in faith.
说百姓们呐、啊，要认识神。
He said that the Israelites have to know God.
要竭尽自己的力量认识神呐、
啊。Has to pursue God with strength.
一个神的选民啊
，As the chosen people of God.
这么简单的。这么简单的道理应该明白啊
！Such simple message should be.
难道还要透过先知再一次的宣布这么简单的信仰道理吗
？Did they really need the prophet to once again proclaim such simple message？
这个先知他不姓罗，明说啊。
The prophet.
他不姓罗，明说啊。 Family name is not Lo.
Yeah, his family name is not
name,
Lo.
Shuo, not.
His family name is not Lo, and his first name is not Shuo.
意思就是说，他不是名字叫罗索。
And it basically means that his name is not called a.
罗索。
Annoying.
Don't translate. Straight say 罗索。
罗索。
那我们在这里，先知不是这么样的无聊嘞。
We know that the prophet is not like this.
不是这么无聊啊。
Oh, the prophet is not so bored.
Not doing something.
Not doing something.
这个先知就是因为看到百姓连认识神的动作都做不好啊。
The prophet here sees that the Israelites were not taking the action to get to know God.
所以乱讲话。
So they randomly say things.
制造问题。
Create problems.
弄一个团体都合不来。
Allows a group to not get along with each other. And then it allows the group to be broken up. 根本就不像神同在的一个团体啊。It is not like the chosen people of God.
个人不平安。
Individually, they were unpeaceful.
家庭不平安。
Family, they were unpeaceful.
这个选民的团体也不平安。
And the chosen people as a whole were not peaceful.
基本的原因在哪里？
Where was the underlying problem?
我们来看第五章的第四节。
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse 4.
第五章的第四节。
Chapter 5, verse 4. They do not direct their deeds toward returning to their God, for the spirit of harlotry is in their midst and do not know the Lord.
这些百姓他们不能归向神啊。
The people are not able to turn to God.
他们做的事情都是不认识神的做法。
All the things that they do is not knowing God.
有时候我们在团体中间会看到，哎，这个怎么人不照圣经的话走嘞？
Sometimes in a group, we can see that a person is not following the commandments of God.
他自己搞得混乱不平安，也弄得大家也不平安。
He's confused and very troubled and allows everyone to be troubled.
在这个国家社会里面也是一样啊。
In this country, society is the same.
你不遵照你的本分，国家的立法走，你制造不平安的事情啊。
If you don't follow your own responsibility, then you will create chaos.
但是站在宗教立场怎么说呢？
But in the religious standpoint, what is this?
为什么百姓不能归向神？
Why can't the people turn to God?
为什么做出来的行为动作都是不认识神的做法？
Why are the things that they do are not according to God?
很简单，在这一节里面看到心中有淫乱的心。
Very simple, because in their heart they had harlotry.
不圣洁的心。
They were unholy.
不义的心。
They were evil.
说起来，淫乱的心呢，包括两大类。
To be frank, the heart of harlotry can be separated into two categories.
第一个是宗教信仰上的淫乱。
The first is the harlotry in religious.
你没有正确的这个宗教信仰。
You do not have the right religion.
你的信仰不是从圣经真理里面导出来的。
Your religion is not from the root of the Bible.
是你自己想的。
It is based on your own.
或者过去你接触错误的宗教信仰，还继续在你的心里面发酵。
It is based on your own understanding or from your previous experiences with the wrong
teaching. 你用不义的是不法的是占据了你的心。
You use unrighteous and wrong teachings to
edify yourself. 影响了你纯正的圣经的信仰。
And influenced your heart towards finding the right truth.
这个就是讲的宗教信仰上的淫乱。
This is what we call the harlotry in religion.
第二种淫乱的心呢？
What is the second?
就是人行为道德伦理败坏的这种心，淫乱心。
It is the actions and the ethics of people allow harlotry.
你让错误的想法占据你的心。
Your wrong thinking has created this heart of harlotry.
让错误的行为也占据你的心。
And you bring this a lot of wrong actions into your heart.
所以你的行为就显出没有道德，没有伦理。
So your actions becomes unethical and unrighteous.
就因为有这样淫乱的心、没有办法真的认识神、
Because people have this harlotry in their heart, they aren't able to know God.
你怎么会得到真正的平安跟福气、
Then how are you able to obtain this true peace?
不用人家讲，你自己就明白了。
You don't even need someone to tell you. You'll know it yourself.
讲再多也没用啊。
Even if they say more things to you,
我们看看耶稣基督怎么说。
Let's look at what Jesus Christ said.
请看约翰福音的17章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
十七章，我们来看第三节。
John chapter 17. Let's look at verse 3.
十七章的第三节。
17 verse 3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
耶稣基督在这里这样说。
Jesus Christ here says.
认识独一的真神，耶稣基督。
Know the one and only true God, Jesus Christ.
这就是永生。
This is eternal life.
所以我们看到约伯记二十二章的二十一节讲啊。
We see that from Job chapter 22 verse 21.
认识神，你在肉身上面就得到平安福气哦。
If you know God, in your flesh, you will obtain peace.
但是看到约翰福音十七章第三节的时候
，But when we see John chapter 17 verse 3,
耶稣基督说了
，Jesus Christ,
你认识这位独一真神啊。
If you know this one and true God,
这就是永远的生命啊。
This is eternal life.
所以我们可以从肉身的生活认识这位神。
So from our flesh, we can know God.
然后一次一次的体验在他里面真正的平安与福气。
And once again, experience this blessing.
就会渐渐的引导我们进入到永远的生命的平安呢。
And progressively, we will reach towards having eternal life.
所以你想想看。
So let us think about this.
认识神，这是很基本的动作。
Knowing God is a very basic thing.
你既然要得到真正的平安
if you, the basic requirement to
你可以感受到因为认识他在肉身得到真平安
in our body, in our physical life, we can obtain peace.
然后进到他的里面呢最后会得到在他里面永远的平安
Then later on, once we enter into God, then we will obtain eternal life.
所以能够来查考这位耶稣基督啊
So to be able to understand our Lord Jesus Christ,
是一件好事耶
it's a good news.
你开始在做认识神的动作耶
You start to do things that will bring you to close, bring you to God. Once you did these things,
你就会享受
then you will enjoy
他所赏赐真正的平安
the true peace that He brings.
我们再来看第二个要怎么做呢
Let's look at the second thing that we must do.
请看诗篇一百一十九篇
Psalms chapter 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇
Psalms chapter 119
一百一十九篇的一百六十五节
Psalms chapter 119 verse 165
一百六十五节
verse 165 Great peace have those who love your law and nothing causes them to stumble
这里告诉我们呢
Here it tells us
人喜爱明白神的律法的人呢
The people who likes to follow the commandments
他就有大平安哦
of God, then they will receive peace.
神的律法就是指着整本圣经神的话。
The law of God means all the words in the Bible.
所以简单讲起来
So simply said,
喜爱明白神的真理的人呢
To like and understand the truth from God,
你就会得到大平安哦
Those people will receive great peace.
什么都不能使他绊脚啊
Nothing can stumble them.
当我们学习明白了圣经神的话
Once we learn and understand the words of the
Bible 你就渐渐有智慧
Then slowly you will obtain wisdom
然后你就会有这个分别是非善恶的能力
Then you will receive the power to differentiate between evil and good
你在人生的生活里面做了很许许多多的抉择
In your life you will make many decisions
你就容易选择几乎都是正确的
You will start to realize you can make the right decisions
就比较少做错事
And do the wrong things less
也不会常常做一些后悔的事
And you won't do things that will make you regret
或者令人遗憾的事
Or make, do things that makes you feel shameful
我们如果人比较少错误啊
If a man starts to have less mistakes
每次都选择对的事
If we always make the right
choices 除了表明你有这个智慧和能力以外
On the surface, it looks like you have this power and wisdom
很清楚地感受到这种能力是从学习明白圣经神的话来的
You also clearly know that this power comes from truly knowing the Bible and truly knowing God
所以你的人生啊就不容易跌倒嘛失败
Then in your life, it won't be easy to fall or stumble
所以当我们愿意这样做的时候啊
When we are willing to do such things,
喜爱明白神的话
to like and to follow God's commandment,
跟着在主里面真正的平安就会临到你的身心嘛。
Then the true peace promised by Lord Jesus Christ will enter your heart.
第三个我们所要做的
the third that we must do.
请看罗马书的第八章
Please turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书的第八章
Romans chapter 8.
第六节
verse 6.
八章的第六节
Chapter 8, verse 6 For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
在这里啊，把我们人的生活用两分作两种啊。
Here it describes the life of man as two parts.
一种是体贴肉体的生活。
The first is to be carnally minded.
也就是体贴情欲的生活。
Is to follow the lust of the flesh.
也就是讲着这世界的你所有的物质生活。
It is talking about this material life that we live in.
甚至也讲着罪恶的生活。
Even talks about this evil life that we live in.
它的结局最后是死哎。
The conclusion of such life is death.
可是对一个基督徒来讲
，But to a Christian,
他所羡慕的生活是什么呢
？What kind of life does a Christian want to live?
这里讲是属灵的生活。
It is a spiritually minded life.
属灵的生活就是讲着属神的生活。
Spiritual minded life is a life of God.
也就是有神真理的生活。
It is a life with the truth from God.
也就是有圣灵同在的生活。
Is a life with the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
当体贴圣灵的时候
，When you experience the Holy Spirit,
人的生命就会平安哦。
You will start to realize your life.
也就是说，我们要得到从神来的圣灵。
So that's why we have to obtain this Holy Spirit from God.
顺服神，顺服圣灵来行事。
Follow God and follow Holy Spirit and act accordingly.
而且还要被圣灵给充满。
Also talks about being filled.
因为圣灵来自于造天地万物的这位独一真神耶稣基督。
Because Holy Spirit comes from the God who created heaven and earth.
他是良善公义的神。
This God is just and righteous.
所以他的灵临到人身上啊，也是良善公义和平的神。
So when,
这种现象啊。
So when His peace is comes down upon man, man will also start to live life of kindness and justice.
那能够有圣灵体贴圣灵的生活啊。
Then we can live a life spiritually minded.
它的结局是让人的生命平安。
And the conclusion of such life is peace.
我们人的生命很短暂呢。
Our life is very short.
活到三十岁也不过一万多天嘛。
When you live until 30 years old, it's about 10,000 days.
如果你很幸运，活到九十岁也不过活了三万多天而已。
And if you are lucky enough to live until 90, you only live 30,000 more days.
一年只不过365天，好少。
There's only 365 days in a year.
我们通常都说几年几年觉得很久。你如果换作一天一天来算了，觉得好短好短。
Sometimes we think about year by year being so long, but you look at day by day, it's very short.
所以有人就警觉啊，到底活着这么短的时间，我应该怎么做才好
？And some people started to be alert and wonder what they should do with such short life.
这里讲要找到一个真的让生命平安的这种生活嘛。
Here it talks about finding a life that will give them peace.
所以我们需要得到从主来的圣灵。
That's why we have to obtain this Holy Spirit.
要被他充满。
And be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们的人生就更有价值，更有意义了。
Then our life will be more meaningful and more valuable.
所以至少从圣经里面。
So at least from the standpoint of the Bible.
我们可以提出这三个方向。
We can bring up these three points.
让我们能够很真实的进入到神真正的平安里面来。
To bring us one step closer to the peace with God.
要认识神。
To know God.
再来要喜爱明白神的话。
Then you have to follow His commandments.
再来要得到他的圣灵。
And finally, you have to receive the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵引导给充满。
To be guided and to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
就认得出你就是神的儿女了。
The people will recognize you.
你肉身的平安也有了。
As the children of God, and you.
永生的平安也将要赐给你。
You have this eternal life and eternal peace.
这个就是一个很好的盼望啊。
This is such a great hope.
我们在人生短暂里面啊。
In this short life of ours.
我们要有这份心去寻找那永恒的价值在哪里。
We must have this heart to pursue the value of eternity.
你活着短短的人生，你才能够有机会进入到永恒的。
Only because you live this,
事物里面呢
？Only because you live such a short life, you want to pursue eternity.
但是我们眼前看到的这个世界，将来都会毁灭。
But the world that we see in front of us will one day be destroyed.
你离开世界也带不走哎。
When you die and leave the world, you cannot bring anything with you.
原来真正永恒的是就在耶稣基督里面了。
But what is truly eternal is with Lord Jesus Christ.
比如说得救
，For example, salvation.
永远的生命
，Eternal life.
甚至真正的平安。
Even eternal peace,
都在他的里面呢。
It is all within Jesus Christ.
我们活着除了要生活以外
，in a life aside from living,
我们还要建立 跟这永生耶稣基督的生命要有关系的。
We have to establish a connection with the eternal life with Jesus. 哎，
所以我们非常愿意也能够进入到主耶稣所赏赐的真正的平安。
That is why we're very willing to enter this eternal life provided by Lord Jesus Christ.
最后讲一个见证。
Lastly, let's share a testimony.
在最近呢、啊、
，Recently,
有一个大学教授
，There was a college professor.
他不满55岁，他就退休了。
He retired when he was about 55 years old.
他是一个大学教授的，教音乐的。
He is a music college professor.
他在台湾培养了许多很有知名度的音乐人才。
In Taiwan, he taught many musically talented musicians.
可是有一天觉得身体不舒服。
But one day he started to feel weak and ill.
原来他发现自己已是肝癌末期。
He realized he had liver cancer in the last stages.
记得初次到他的家里去的时候啊。
I remember the first time I visited his house.
对，他的那个诗词曲啊写得非常好哎。
His music, his pieces were written very well.
Poetry.
His poetry.
写得非常好啊。一看就知道他非常有内涵的一位教授啊。
From his poetry, you can see that he has a
也非常的有气质。
He's a very deep and elegant professor.
他有自己的人生的道理。
He has his own way of life.
什么叫耶稣？什么是神呢？在他的字典里面是找不到的。
What is God? What is Jesus? Cannot be found in his dictionary.
过了一段时间呢
？After a short while.
肝癌扩散转到骨癌。
Liver cancer became a bone cancer.
他连站着走路都不行了。
He is unable to even walk.
不得不把这位教授的雄心壮志给打败了。
And then this finally defeated this heart of this professor.
学这么多，拿这么好的学历又有什么用
？What is the point of learning so much and obtaining such good degree?
教这么多又有什么用
？What is the point of teaching so many
people? 我这些学生也没办法帮助我什么。
All these students cannot help me.
我的家里也没办法帮助我。
All my family members cannot help me.
他很灰心呐、
啊。And started to be
disappointed. 就在这个时候。
And it's at this time.
我们有信徒就告诉他。
We have our brothers and sisters visit him.
某某教授。
Such and such professor.
你要寻找平安吗？
You have to find peace.
他点点头。
He nodded.
这是他内心多么希望的一个呼喊声啊。
This is the calling that has been hiding inside
his heart. 他有钱，但是没办法买到平安呢。
He has money, but he cannot buy peace.
所有医生的这个最后的答案都是跟他说：“哦，你不久就要离开。”
All the answers that the doctors gave him was that he will pass away soon.
你开刀也没有用了。
There's no point in having surgery.
哎呀。人到这种地步，你的心智都会不见了。
When man reaches such stage, you will lose all your heart.
如果你心智活的心智还在，表示这个问题还没到最极点呢，所以你还可以承受。
If you still have the will to live, then you will not face such problem.
他觉得什么都没有用，这世界没有用啊。
He realized that everything is useless and the world is useless.
他来我们教会听道理。
He came to our church to listen to.
他来听的第一次，他就定住了，很喜欢听圣经神话。
The first time he came, he understood and started to like.
我们的诗班现实他也觉得很好。
The word of God, he even liked our choir presentations.
听讲我们讲圣经的话，他觉得很平安。
From listening to our gospel, he felt peaceful.
听我们教会诗班现诗歌，觉得也平安。
From our choir presentations, he felt peaceful.
但是他很讨厌我们教会的祷告。
But he hated the way our church prayed.
哇，他不明白。
He didn't understand.
他不知道那个是得圣灵的祷告现象。
He did not understand this is the prayer of Holy Spirit.
那在他的认为是应该是安静的默想就可以了。
From his understanding, prayer can be silent.
后来跟他说
，Later,
我们教会祷告方法有三种。
In our church, there are three ways to pray.
一个是内心的安静默祷，这个叫默祷。
First is the prayer in silence.
第二个是用讲出来的话，像刚刚陈传道。带领会众的悟性祷告，那个是第二种。
Second is the prayer of understanding, just as shown by Preacher Chen.
那第三种也是最有力量的，就是你得到圣灵那个舌头的卷舌音的祷告，圣灵的祷告。
And the last prayer is the most useful and the most powerful, which is the prayer of the Holy Spirit, which is the rolling of your tongue.
他坐着不能动。
When he sits, he cannot move.
所以他每次听到祷告，他就很不舒服。
So whenever he hears our prayer, he feels very uncomfortable.
他有一次就对着我们教会的福音组的成员这样说。
One time he tells the gospel team at our church,
你们来我家可以。
You can come to my house, sure.
但是要同意哦。
But we have to agree.
哎，几点才可以到？
You can only come at certain
time. 因为他真的认识很多社会关系啊。
Because he knows too many people in society.
再来，他又要修养。
And later he has to meditate.
因为日子不多了。
Because he didn't have many days left.
然后他还说，你们如果要在我家里祷告，要经过我同意哦。我不同意，你们不能祷告。
He also says, if you want to pray at my house, you have to agree with me first.
非常有个性的一个人。
This guy is full of personality.
也非常有原则的一个人。
He's a guy full of principle.
现在会进到神的会堂里面来了。
First, well, now that he can come to the church of God.
可是呢，他还是有自己的看法想法。
But he still has his own thinking.
但是在神面前
，in front of God,
都没关系。
It doesn't matter.
所以小弟就跟那个福音组的成员这样说。
So I told some members of the gospel team.
你们跟他联络哈。
You tell him.
哪一天哪一个时间田传道要去啊
？One such day and such time, preacher Tian will visit.
你们几个也跟我去哈。
And some of you come with me.
他一到那里，他很欢迎我们去。
When I got there, he welcomed us.
那我们就在一起聊。
And we sat down and conversed. We talked about a lot of things.
谈重要的教义
We talked about the importance of religion.
也谈见证
We talked about testimonies.
他听到后来啊，很认真呢。
Afterwards, he became very attentive.
我也忘记说哈，他有规定啊，这祷告要经过他同意啊。
I even forgot that we have to have his consentment before we can pray.
很自然的在神的里面啊进行哎。
Very naturally within God, we started to pray.
所以邀请他，教授，我们来一起祷告，求神祝福你。
Professor, let us pray and ask God to bless you.
祷告的方法你知道吗
？Do you know?The way we pray.
第一句话讲哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
The first thing you say.
对不起，第一句话讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
The first thing you say is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
接下来你讲哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
Then you say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
如果你嫌这句话太长，你就直接讲哈利路亚，哈利路亚也可以。
If you think Hallelujah, praise the Lord is too long, you can just say Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
因为哈利路亚就赞美神的意思嘛。
Because Hallelujah means praise the Lord.
神的名字就是耶稣嘛。
And the name of the Lord is God. I mean Jesus.
所以前面那一句话哈利路亚跟赞美主耶稣那两句话是一样的意思、啊、
So Hallelujah and praise the Lord means the same thing.
所以他就真的就讲奉主是圣名祷告，接着就讲哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
So he finally actually said, "In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray." Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
那他坐着祷告，他不能站呢。
But he sat down because he could not stand.
后来祷告中奉耶稣的名按手。
Then afterwards, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
奇妙的事就发生了。
Then miraculous things happened.
他整个身体就震动起来了。
His body started to shake.
然后他讲的那个哈利路亚的那一句话
，and the words that he spoke,
越来越不清楚哎
，became very clear.
后来就发出舌头的卷舌音了。
Later on, his tongue started to roll.
他清楚的很呐、啊、
，and he was very conscious.
这个就是圣灵啊
，this is the Holy Spirit.
当他要得圣灵以前呢、啊、
，before he was about to receive the Holy Spirit,
他亲自这样做见证啊
，he testified such.
按手的时候，从头上有一股热流灌注。灌注下来，然后灌全身了。
When the hand was on his head, there was like a strong heat energy coming from his head.
他得到了圣灵哎。
He received the Holy Spirit.
祷告完以后啊
，After the prayer,
问他你有什么感觉
？We asked him, "What do you feel?"
哇，我得到圣灵了。
Wow, I received the Holy Spirit.
原来是这么好啊
！It's such a good.
他就怎么祷告这么短呢
？How come the prayer was so short?
其实我们祷告超过十五分钟哎。
Actually, we prayed for more than
15 minutes. 他觉得好短哎。
He felt so short.
所有的一切
，everything，
就在这一刹那。
From that moment on,
大家很虔诚敬畏神，这样子来祷告。
Everybody worshipped God very firmly and
prayed. 所有的问题、个人的想法、原则，全部在主耶稣里面得到一个完满的见证。
All the problems, his character and his principle, changed.
他才开始觉得真正的平安原来就是这样。
Then he started to realize that this is what true peace feels like.
他说：“我终于认识神了。
”He says, "I finally know God."
原来圣经的话没有错。
The words of the Bible was not wrong.
要祈求圣灵。
You have to pray for the Holy Spirit. God will provide.
让得到的人生命平安。
Give people eternal life.
哇，他好高兴哦。
Wow, he feels so peace, happy.
他就常常愿意来聚会。
Then afterwards, he came to our church.
也愿意祷告。
Then he was willing to pray.
后来他决定要接受赦罪的洗礼，在我们真耶稣教会。
Later on, he decided to receive baptism to remove his sins.
他的病还在。
His illness was still there.
可是他内心已经更新变化。
But his heart was already renewed and changed.
知道什么是神喜欢的旨意，神的话。
He knew the will and the word of God.
他就把过去自我的想法，种种的一切，就不再效法这世界，抛开。
He has dispelled all his thoughts and way of living in the past.
虽然病还在。
Even though his sickness is still there.
可是他满足的喜乐。
but his heart is filled with happiness.
这条生命的道路
this,the path of faith
又赋予人一种平安的见证
has given him a peace.
这种感受已经超过了他的身体的疾病
such feeling has transcended.
人生本来就会离开这世界
his sickness. People are bound to leave the world.
哇，感谢主耶
but praise and thank
整个内心在主的里面呢得到更新变化
In his heart, he feels completely renewed and changed.
他这个时候
At this time,
不在乎医病得医治不得医治
He didn't care about whether he was healed or not.
乃是在乎的他感受到在主里面真正的平安
But rather, he cared most about the peace of God.
所以他开始过着天天喜乐的生活
Then he started to live every day very joyfully.
天天就是恩典
Every day was a day of blessing.
每一天活着都是神迹
Every day was a miracle.
所以那种痛苦愁容不在他身上发现。
All that pain and sorrow cannot be found in him.
感谢主。
Praise and thank God.
这就是认识神的人得到的平安。
This is the man who truly knows God.
他很认真学习圣经神的话。
And the peace that he has tamed, he has truly understand the word of God.
他也愿意学习一些基本的道理。
He's willing to learn the basic words of the God.
所以也帮他准备了很多基本的圣经经卷，我们教会的书给他。
So we prepared a lot of basic publications and books for him.
他看完了还会找我分享呢。
Afterwards, he will find me to share.
神也帮助他，那个道理明白得很快。
God has helped him to understand the word very quickly.
他现在在意的是将来能够到神永远平安的国度里面呢。
Now all he cares about is eventually entering that kingdom with God.
以前的眼光只是看到这个世界的短视。
Before all he cared about was the temporal things.
现在的眼光啊
，But now
能够看到眼前的一些苦难，但是他超越了，是看到神那边去了。
He's able to see the sorrow in the past, but he has transcended that.
他知道人生是一个短暂客旅。
He knows that life is a very.
他所仰望的是那个永恒的神的国度，永远的平安。
He knows that life is only a journey that will pass, but in God, there will be eternal life.
他这种见证，我们在旁边听到都非常的感动啊。
From such testimony, we hear and we're very moved.
他已经找到了。
He has found it.
他已经得享了在主里面真正的平安了。
He has received this peace from God.
我们如果愿意
，If we are willing,
我们也是会这样感受。
We will also have this experience.
也会成为神眼中所喜爱的儿女。
We will become the children that is, happy in the eyes of God.
愿神祝福大家。
May peace be with everyone.
最后一起来唱诗。
Lastly, let's sing him.
355首。
355。
主永不离开，永不将我离弃，天山之神对我说，我永不离不离开你，耶稣基督主，在世结局之日，虽然漂泊无地，但主是我安乐荣荣，本来荣耀他之主必再来接我，回到天上的荣美家中，永远住在我心，永远住在我心，是耶稣我主，耶稣我主，让我撇弃，自生自生对我说，我永不离不离开你，耶稣耶稣主。
请坐。
Please be seated.
接下来我们要在神的面前同心祷告。
Now we will pray with one heart in front of God.
我们可以透过圣经神的话语来思考。
We can use the words of the Bible to think.
然后在祷告中间求主的灵能够亲自引导我们。
And through the prayer, we ask God to guide us through His Spirit.
让我们能够真真实实的进到他的里面。
So we can wholly and truly enter with God.
我们所需要的，他就会按着我们的信心赏赐给我们。
He will grant us according to our faith.
他是垂听我们人祷告的神。
But he is a God.
他明白我们的内心。
He knows our hearts.
所以等待会要祷告的。
So when we pray later,
如果您要祈求圣灵，
if you want to pray for the Holy Spirit,
你一定要渴慕神的灵哦。
You have to have this desire for God's Spirit.
专心的求啊。
To pray fervently and focus.
你要头一句话讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
The first thing that you say is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
接下来你要不断的念哈利路亚。
Then later you keep saying Hallelujah.Fervently say Hallelujah. Repeatedly say Hallelujah.
因为你如果认真用心的话，那种渴慕啊，那种祷告是很诚恳的。
And if you use your heart and you thirst for God, then your prayer can be seen.
那我们在座的长执传道会按手在我们的头上面。
The preachers and ministers that are sitting will lay hands on you.
按手目的是求神祝福你。
The purpose of laying hands is to ask God to bless you.
求神成全你所求的。
Ask God to fulfill whatever that you ask.
所以我们要好好的跟他祷告说话。
So that's why we pray to God.
你所有的话放在心里面。
You put all your words in your heart.
那我们的祷告眼睛要闭起来。
When we pray, we close our eyes.
为了专心。
To help us focus.
手合着放在胸前。
We clasp our hands together in front of a chest.
双膝跪在神的面前。
We kneel down in front of God.
我们不是祷告某个人，而是祷告这位天上的神。
We are not praying to a person, but we're praying to God.
你要用心。
You have to use your heart.
那其他已经有圣灵的。
And for those who have the Holy Spirit,
更要祈求圣灵充满。
Pray.To have the fullness.
如果要求其他的属灵恩惠，
if you want to pray for other blessings and grace,
或者平安
or peace,
也可以到前面来接受按手。
You can also come forward to receive.
那要请求圣灵的，请你跪在第一排。
If you want to pray for the Holy Spirit, please kneel in the first row.
要求其他灵恩的，就跪在第二排以后。
And if you want to pray for other things, please kneel.
我们好好的祷告神。
In other rows, let us pray to God.
珍惜每一次跟神祷告的机会。
Treasure every moment that we can pray with God.
我们一起来同心跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down with one heart.